Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's it. Our next news on One is at 8:30.
Okay, thank you.
Europe's biggest radio station. One FM. Mike Reed.
Thanks so much to Mark. You'll be back the same time tomorrow. Wow, we've got a program lined up for you tonight, eh? Not only the Chart of Gold with two songs from the Beatles that you may well not have heard, also going back to an old Top of the Pops, replacing records for you've lost over the years, and news of those appearing in the John Lennon tribute concert the first week of May in Liverpool. First of all, we're going back to April 1974.
How you doing out there?
Two Stormers from April 1974, Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys' Room, and Ducks Deluxe, Fireball. A little similar to Lou Reed's Sweet Jane, they had a launch at the Hard Rock Cafe in London, led by Sean Tyler. Ducks Deluxe and Fireball, that's one you don't hear often on the radio. Good track. It's 21 minutes before 8, we're back initially in April 1974. The pirates blasting away from the North Sea. Radio Atlantis was out there. Mi Amigo and Caroline. It was in April 74 the BBC officially registered the Beeb as a trade name. They thought, let's get on this good thing. So they did. Tours announced in this month included Al Stewart, Major Lance, The Crystals, Traffic, Golden Earring, Roxy Music, Nazareth, Joe Walsh, and Love Were Over Here from the States. In the charts, one of the instrumentals was this. I like this program. We've already had a little natter on the phone with a few people, solved a few problems, nattered a bit about music. That is not even quarter to eight yet. That's Love Scene, the Love Unlimited Orchestra, April 1974, and that was in the chart. Ringo was on Radio 1 doing My Top 12, and he really put an end to people saying, will there be a Beatles reunion, by saying, no, there won't. At the same time, McCartney and Lennon met in New York for the first time since the Beatles split, which is why people thought, oh, maybe. But Ringo came in here, sat in this seat on My Top 12, and said, no, it won't happen. So there. Two more to go from April 74. This track I played not that many weeks ago, and it got such a good response, I thought, April 74, stick it in again. The Zombies, care of Cell 44. That's good record, April 1974. It was when Malcolm McLaren was darling of the King's Road rag trade as the boss of the visionary clothes shop, Too Fast to Live, Too Young to Die. He was a humble old rag trade man in those days, before he became a big legend in his own mind. The NME did a big piece on Syd Barrett. You get so many letters about Syd Barrett. He wandered in there one day to do an interview, and they said, well, Syd, what are you up to? And he said, not a lot. Recorded any new songs, Sid? Nah. And then he was gone. He turned up in King's Road in the shop, tried on three pairs of trousers, all different sizes, said, yeah, they all fit, and wandered off again. Apparently sat at home watching TV all day. What a waste of a good writer. April 74, one more to go. This album was out and in the charts. Pretzel Logic, Steely Dan. Steely Dan, Pretzel Logic, Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys' Room, Carousel 44, The Zombies, Love Unlimited Orchestra, Love's Theme, and Ducks Deluxe Fireball, April 1974. It's 8 minutes before eight. It's the Mike Reed Collection on a Monday night as we head into Top of the Pops. The 8th of May, 1969, as it happens, goodness gracious, James Savile, not then OBE, was presenting the show, appearing live on the show, Clodagh Rogers, Come Back and Shake Me, Dave D, Dozy Beaky, Mick and Titch, Snake in the Grass, Herman's Hermits, My Sentimental Friend, but appearing on film, The Who, Pinball Wizard, Sandy Shaw, Think It All Over, Frank Sinatra doing My Way, wouldn't come in live, wouldn't Frankie? Way of the world. The Beatles, Get Back, also appearing on film. But also live in the studio, Fleetwood Mac doing A Man of the World. Oh, Fleetwood Mac and Man of the World. What a good tune. What a good tune. Ah, what should we do now? Oh, the old Top of the Pops theme isn't queued around. Oh, come on, speed up. Never mind. Who cares? Tell you anyway. Jimmy Savile, because I know a lot of you take it down, was the presenter. 8th of May, 1969. Appearing live, Clodagh Rogers, Come Back and Shake Me, Dave D, Dozy Beaky, Mick and Titch, Snake in the Grass, Fleetwood Mac, and A Man of the World. Sentimental Friend, Herman's Hermits. And appearing on film, The Who, Pinball Wizard, Sandy Shaw, Stop and Think It All Over, Frank Sinatra, My Way, and The Beatles, Get Back. That was Top of the Pops, 8th of May, 1969. And just before we speed on to replacing records for people, we'll tell you about the John Lennon tribute that's taking place on the Pierhead in Liverpool May the 5th of this year. They reckon there are going to be over 100 million people tuned into it around the globe. It's going over to the States as well. Top international music stars going to appear live before 45,000 people there. It's one the John Lennon estate has officially sanctioned the concert, and it's going to be a real unique tribute, a three-hour event. And the performances of Lennon's songs are going to be done by artists close to John and his music. B.B. King is going to be there playing. Lou Reed is going to be playing. Roberta Flack, Al Green, Terence Trent D'Arby, Herbie Hancock, Cyndi Lauper, Wet Wet Wet, Deacon Blue, Joe Cocker, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Dave Edmunds is the MD. And there are going to be loads and loads more people added to that list before they're finished. Takes place May the 5th, Pierhead in Liverpool, and that's just over a month away. So if you want to get in on that, they can only get 45,000 people in there on the Pierhead, and there are going to be some great videos that you maybe will never have seen in your life before, and some artists that you haven't seen and are probably unlikely to see again. They'll all be appearing there together, so it should be fab. We'll keep you posted on that one.
1FM, Mike Reed.
Okay, let's replace a few. Now, who should we do first? What about Paul Reed? No relation from Great Bar in Birmingham. I listen to the show every Monday. Yes, it's true, people of my age, 15, like all sorts of great music. But I'm writing to see whether you could send me a record which I damaged about a year ago. It was a band that I really love and a record I like. And I dare you to remember it climbed up to about number 12 in the charts. Even if you don't play it, I'll be grateful if you could send it to me. The show is great. There you are. I keep saying that to them. People of all ages like music of all sorts. This is the record you want. We'll play it, and then no doubt we can lay our hands on a copy and we'll send it to you. Badfinger's Day to Day. Badfinger's Day After Day. That's a good track. Okay, Paul Reed, we'll find one of those, and I'm sure we can send it to you. Carl Launchbury from Farnborough in Hampshire said, listening to the show on a Monday night, heard you play a Mott the Hoople record. It's a real pleasure to hear some of their older stuff, because it's almost forgotten about now. Mott have always been a favorite of mine ever since I saw them performing All Young Dudes on Top of the Pops. Me too. Wasn't that great? That was just a magic moment. I have every record they've made on the CBS label, but it's the older work. When they were signed to Island that I consider to be the best. I have all four albums they made, but I'm afraid that there are gaps in the singles. I know they made about three or four 45s, and I spent years searching record fairs and secondhand shops for them. Finally, I managed to get hold of one, but that's about it, Midnight Lady. Downtown was another I know of, but I've never seen it anywhere. I can only guess at what others were released. Well, I'll play you a copy of Downtown, and it's a real fingers-crossed job as to whether we can get one. But if we can, we'll send it to you. If not, enjoy this. Oh, it's good. Must have played that last about 6 months ago, I reckon. Ah, that's Mott and Downtown. Oh, a good track that is. Wonderful. Well, let's just sort of taking off and having a look at it, really. It looks exciting. Carl, who knows whether we can find one of those or not. I mean, it's like searching for the needle in the haystack. It's 5 past 8, the collection on a Monday night. Alan Bayliss from Droylston says, I have a little poser for you. I have for some time now been trying to get hold of a single without much success on TV last year. Was it last year? Willie and the Poor Boys. I'm sure it was longer ago than that. Starring Bill Wyman, Andy Fair with the Low, Chris Rea, Ronnie Wood, Kenny Jones, Charlie Watts and others. An album was released, and it's the single that I want, called These Arms of Mine. Paul Rodgers on vocals there. Willie and the Poor Boys, the Bill Wyman Consortium. Doing Otis Redding's These Arms of Mine. Good version, too. Okay, we'll try and lay hands on one of those for you. Here's somebody called Stuart Harris from St. John Street in Finsbury in EC1. He said, any chance of Todd Rundgren's I Saw the Light? I made the mistake of taking it to a party, not realizing how much of a bitch it would be if it were stolen. Gosh, how American of you, Stuart. Well, guess what? I took it and lost it, and yes, it has been a bitch to get hold of, he says. Apparently, I can only get it on American import, and I'm not going to pay that much. It's a bit of a joke for one single. Any chance of it, and I'd be really grateful. Yeah. Still sounds good, no denying it. Todd Rundgren's I Saw the Light. Stuart Harris will try and find one of those for you. Ron Young from Downend in Bristol says, when I was engaged to Wendy, who's now my wife, I was talking about one of my favorite records of all time to her, a single I bought way back in 1970 and has since disappeared. Wendy said she's got the record and will bring it round. She said that she had got the record. It was a lovely hot day when she arrived, and the record was on the dashboard. Yes, same old story. You've guessed it, the sun warped it, and it's totally unplayable. None of the record shops can get hold of it, and I was wondering if you could replace it. The program's always been off for a good, healthy dose of Bo Diddley. There it was, pretty thing. We'll do it all again next week. I'll see you with Gareth Show at 12:45. Stand by for Peely after the news at 8:30.
Ian Parkinson reporting.
Aircheckdownloads.com.